Seed of Babylon by Paul Hudson, Epilogue. I've tried to keep as close as reality as possible when creating this book using the IUT Infinite Universe theory. That our matter universe is but one universe in an endless void of space, with countless other universes similar to ours. Then using the matter universe and the antimatter universe that is proven to exist, I simply put the negative charged antimatter universe in another dimension, so as not to cause actual contact and thus annihilation, yet all around us and being a mirror of the one we now exist in. Then collating the very real possibility that an advanced life like ours evolved countless of billions of years ago, they eventually took over all other species and became the dominant species, and not an ant-type species per se, but a species similar to our human frame. Well, in fact, they designed our mortal bodies to be used to grow the antimatter body within, that upon death it is released into a vacuum chamber in the space cities that they inhabit to possess a biological superbody that they now use. With intelligence that makes our puny 300 years of so-called enlightened advancement having a humorous effect on them, and with their enlightened advancement, mere machines became obsolete, and living machines, or biological bodies, became the norm to grow antimatter bodies in. These watchers plant worlds and eventually bring them into the infinite realm of endless planets. Also, using the singularity theory that any atom can be in any place in this matter universe at the same time, I incorporated the next dimension world of antimatter, and with a little hocus pocus commanding the quarks in the antimatter universe to move from this universe to the next, but in an entirely suggested nominated spot in this universe, thus causing the matter objects in an eternal dance like a positive and negative magnet with that quark to move with it, and thus teleportation was achieved. With this power of teleportation and keeping the balance in play, using a mortal with obviously self-centered ambitions, manipulating the power of fire, the Earth becomes the focal point of the Federation and is divided, the good from the bad, so to say, and it creates a mass population shift of people worthy to become part of the endless planets out there or simply die. Rex, the simple but achieved man, is the main character in this game of life. Who knows? He could be watching you right now, having a little chuckle at your eccentric nature. Smile. Content. Chapter 1, Rex and the Watchers. Chapter 2, Genetic Anomalies. Chapter 3, NASA and the King. Chapter 4, Teleporting is Big Business. Chapter 5, Victor and the Plan. Chapter 6, Who Owns, What's on Base. Chapter 7, Victor and Rex, The Basics. Chapter 8, The Dawn of a New World. Chapter 9, Victor versus the Beginning. Chapter 10, Moon Games. Chapter 11, The Quatron and the Crystal City. Chapter 12, Dawn and the Rebellion. Chapter 13, Yuar prepares to invade Earth.